When the regent of Egypt regained consciousness, the sun was high, sparkling on the waters of the river. He found himself lying on the silken mattress on the poop deck of the royal barge under the yellow awning. He looked round him blearily and saw the sails of the escort galleys white as egret wings against the lush green of the river banks. The sunlight was dazzling, and he closed his eyes again. He had a consuming thirst. His throat felt as though he'd swallowed a handful of sharp gravel chips, and there was a pounding in his skull as though all the demons of his vision were trapped within it. He moaned, shuddered, and vomited copiously into the bucket that a slave held for him. Taita came to his side, raised his head, and gave him a cool draught of some miraculous brew that soon eased the pounding in his head and loosened the gases trapped in his swollen belly, allowing them to erupt from his nether orifice in spluttering gusts of foul-smelling wind. When he'd recovered enough to speak again, he whispered, "Tell it all to me, Taita. I remember nothing. What did the mazes reveal?" Before he would reply, Taita sent all the crew and slaves out of earshot, and he knelt beside the mattress. Naja laid a trembling hand on his arm and whispered pitifully, "I remember nothing after—" He hesitated as the terrors of the previous night came back to him and shuddered. "We have almost reached Sebennytos, Majesty," Taita told him. "We will be back at Thebes before nightfall."
"What happened, Taita?"
He took Taita's arm.
"What did the mazes reveal?"
"Great wonders, Majesty."
Taita's voice trembled with emotion.
"Wonders?"
Naja's interest quickened, and he struggled to sit up.
"Why do you call me Majesty? I'm not Pharaoh."
"It is part of what was revealed. Tell it to me.
Tell it all to me.
Do you not remember how the roof of the temple opened like the petals of a lotus and the great causeway descended to us from the night sky?" Naja shook his head and then nodded uncertainly.
"Yes, I think so."
"The causeway was the ladder of gold?"
"You do remember," Taita commended him.
"We ascended the golden ladder." Naja looked to him for confirmation.
"We were borne upwards on the back of two-winged lions."
Taita nodded.
"Yes, I remember the lions. But after that it's all shadowy and vague."
"These mysteries numb the mind and dim eyes unaccustomed to them. Even I, an adept of the seventh and final degree, was amazed by what we endured," Taita explained kindly. "But do not despair, for the gods have commanded me to explain them to you."
"Speak, good Makers, and spare no detail."
"On the backs of the flying lions, we crossed high above the dark ocean and over the peaks of the white mountains, all the kingdoms of heaven and earth spread below us."
Naja nodded avidly. "Go on."
"We came at last to the citadel in which the gods dwell. The foundations reached to the depths of the netherworld, and the pillars supported the sky and all the stars. Amon-Ra rode above us in fiery splendor, and all the other gods of the pantheon were seated on thrones of silver and gold, of fire, crystal, and sapphire."
Naja blinked at him, focusing with difficulty. "Yes, now that you tell me, I remember it, the thrones of sapphire, diamonds."
The desperate need to believe was like a fire within him. "Then the god spoke," he hazarded.
"He spoke to me, did he not?"
"Yes, in a voice loud as the fall of a mountain, the great god Osiris spoke thus." Beloved Naja, you have always been faithful in your devotion to me. In this you shall be rewarded. What was his meaning? Did he make it clear, Taita?
Taita nodded solemnly. Yes, Majesty.
You use that title again.
Tell me why.
As you command, Majesty, I shall tell you every word. Great Osiris rose up in all his terrible glory and lifted you off the back of the winged lion and placed you beside him on the throne of fire and gold. He touched your mouth and your heart, and he greeted you with the title Brother Divine.
He called me Brother Divine? What did he mean by that?
Taita suppressed a twinge of irritation. Naja had always been a clever man, sharp and perceptive. He did not usually need to have every detail spelt out so laboriously. The effects of the essence of the magical mushroom, which Taita had administered to him the night before, and the drugged smoke of the braziers had not yet worn off. It might be days before he was thinking clearly again. I shall have to ply a heavy paintbrush, he decided, and went on.
I, too, was puzzled by his words. The meaning was not clear to me, but then the great God spoke again. I welcome you to the pantheon of heaven, Brother Divine.
Naja's face cleared, and his expression became proud and triumphant.
Was he not deifying me, Taita? Surely there can be no meaning other than that. If there had been any doubt, it was immediately dispelled. For Osiris took up the double crown of Upper and Lower Egypt, placed it upon your head, and spoke again, Hail, Brother Divine! Hail, Pharaoh, who shall be!
Naja was silent now, but he stared at Taita with glittering eyes. After a long silence, Taita went on,
With the crown upon your brow, your holiness was manifested. I knelt before you and worshipped you with the other gods.
Naja made no effort to hide his emotions. He was in transport. He was as vulnerable as if he'd been in orgasm. Taita seized the moment.
Then Osiris spoke again. In these wondrous things your guide shall be the Magus Taita, for he is an adept of all the mysteries and the master of the mazes. Follow his instruction carefully, and all the rewards I have promised will be yours.
He watched Naja's reaction, and he made it too pointed, he wondered. But the regent seemed to accept the stricture without resistance.
What else, Taita? What more did the great god have to say to me?
Nothing more to you, my lord. But he spoke directly to me. His words struck through to the depths of my soul, for he laid a heavy charge upon me. These are his exact words, each one branded in fire upon my heart. Taita, master of the mazes, from henceforth you have no other love, loyalty, or duty. You are the servant of my royal and divine brother, Naja. Your only concern is to help him fulfill his destiny. You will not cease until you see the double crown of Upper and Lower Egypt placed upon his head. No other loyalty or love, Naja repeated softly. He seemed now to have thrown off most of the ill effects of his ordeal. His strength was flooding back, and the familiar light of cunning grew stronger in his yellow eyes. And did you accept the charge that Great Osiris placed upon you, Magus?
say fair and true, are you my man now? Or would you deny the word of the great father?
How could I deny the great God?
Taita asked simply. He lowered his head and pressed his forehead to the planking of the deck. With both hands, he took Naja's bare right foot and placed it on his own head. I accept the charge that the gods have placed upon me. I am your man, divine majesty. Head and heart and soul, I belong to you. What of your other duties? What of the oath of allegiance you swore to Pharaoh Nefertiti at his birth, and even more recently at his coronation? Majesty, the great god Osiris has absolved me from anything that came before. No oath counts for me other than the one I now make to you. Naja raised him up and stared into his eyes, searching for any trace of deceit or guile. Taita looked back at him serenely. He could sense the regent's doubts, hopes, and suspicions swarming together like a basket of live rats waiting to be fed to the falcons in the royal mews. The wish is father to the deed, Taita thought. He will allow himself to believe, for he longs for it to be so. He watched the doubts clear in those yellow eyes, and Naja embraced him. I believe you. When I wear the double crown, you will have rewards beyond your expectation or imagination.